When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 3rd edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. It was hot all over the place. So hope you guys stayed cool, had some fun, avoided the rain where it was at, and got some good sports in your life. But we have a fun little six-game slate for you on Monday. There's a couple day games involved, but six games starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Threats of rain in New York and Minnesota like we've been seeing every day everywhere, but knock on wood, we've been getting all the games played for the most part. So it's been pretty good in that regard. Let's look at the totals we have so far. We have four of the six game totals. Orioles, Yankees, 8.5. Braves, Guardians, 9. Royals, Twins, 9. Mariners, Giants, 7. It's a fun slate to me. It's we're waiting on the Dodgers pitcher because Kershaw's listed on DK right now. There was also a report that Kershaw's going to go on the IL on Monday. So we'll have to see what pitcher comes out there. Might make Pirate bats interesting. The other one is Blake Snell's listed here. We'll talk about him shortly. In other places, it's TBD for the Padres pitcher, so keep an eye on that. But we're going to operate as if Blake Snell is the pitcher. Speaking of pitchers, Logan Webb, $9,200 is the highest I'm going on this slate. Not sure I'll even get there. But coming off a dud against the Toronto Blue Jays, been pretty darn effective prior to that, getting at least 5Ks in most starts, usually a quality start in most outings. He's going to take on the Seattle Mariners team, striking out 26% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 227 with a 195 ISO. So I'll take Logan Webb at 92. But in reality, you just eat all the Blake Snell chalk at 86 if he's in here. Blake Snell's been outstanding. We've talked about him a ton lately. It's just great start after great start after great start and all the strikeouts. He's got 10 or more Ks in four straight starts. That's ridiculous. He's gotten at least 24 points in six straight starts, 26 or more in five straight. He had four 30-point starts in a row. The dude's a beast, and now he goes on to take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, who outside of, you know, the usual suspects, Otani and Trout, a very middling offense. And over the last 3 weeks, they're striking out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting only 207 with a 179 ISO. So they got the pop, but no average, lots of strikeouts. So, yeah, if you want to play some Blake Snell, I would play some Blake Snell. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it on this slate. He's the dude I want at $8,600. Now, after that, it gets interesting. Do you take Bryce Elder at 81, who's been pretty good? It doesn't have a huge ceiling, but it has a pretty damn good floor. The Guardians don't strike out a ton. That's the biggest bugaboo with Bryce Elder. Elder's only 81, though, so that's not bad. You look at Cleveland, 19.8% K rate, 291 average, 138 ISO over the last 3 weeks versus righty, so they'll pester you to death. I love Tyler Wells at $7,700 at the New York Yankees. Wells has been like a silent assassin this year. A floor of at least 15 points almost every game this year, at least for like the last 10 or so games. He's giving you usually six innings, at least five over his last five starts, at least five innings, two earned runs in each of those five starts, and he's got you at least six Ks in four of those five starts. So he's getting strikeouts. He's going rather deep in games for baseball standards in 2023, and he's limiting the damage. You got to love that for guys $7,700. And he faces a Yankees team striking out over 20% of the time versus righties, hitting only 205 with a 123 ISO. I like Tyler Wells a lot on this slate. And the other guy I like a ton as well is Brian Wu at $6,600 against the San Francisco Giants. Brian Wu has been amazing. I don't know why he's priced right here. Giants are an okay team, don't get me wrong, but they're coming from the East Coast, Sunday night baseball game, traveling west. They're kind of scuffling, you know, injuries. Yaz is out, Conforto's out. They're piecing together, doing the way Giants do. But at the same time, still a lot of strikeouts in that line. If you got Brian Wu going at least five innings and three straight starts, 200 runs or less in four straight, and he gets you all the strikeouts you can handle. So he's been great. And I mentioned the Giants, you know, kind of struggles as a whole. 21% K rate, 258 average, 142 ISO. They're not a great offense right now. They can surprise you. They'll pester you. They'll be annoying. But it's a team Brian Wu can take advantage of. So when I'm looking at pitching on this slate, I'll just go straight to Blake Snell at 86, Tyler Wells at 77, and Brian Wu at 66. Those are my big three, with Webb and Elder as your other options. That's kind of where I'm circling the wagons on this six-game slate.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk about hitters on this six-game slate. Going to the catcher's position here, you got Sean Murphy, Gavin Williams. I didn't mention him in the pitching column. I'm cool if I'm wrong on this one. I'm just going to sit this one out because I'm just not getting in front of the Braves wagon. Like, if you're doing multi-entry, get some Gavin Williams in your life. I get it, because if he pitches well, no one's going to roster him, and it's awesome. But you got Sean Murphy at 54 versus Gavin Williams. That's great. I like Baltimore going up against Domingo Germán coming off the perfect game. Germán's not that good. He's not. He had a very good game against the Oakland Athletics. That's the end of the sentence, and it makes all the sense in the world to everybody. Very good game versus the Oakland Athletics. So Adley Rutschman at 51 is totally fine. Going below 5K now, you got the likes of Patrick Bailey. He's 35. I like Brandon Wu or Brian Wu a lot, but if you're not using Wu, Bailey at 35 is a decent discount on this one. Christian Vasquez at $2,600 versus the lefty Cox from Kansas City would be a bit of a discounted play I would look at on the slate. But see what comes out in your lineups. You might have to pay up a little bit at catcher compared to usual. First base, you got Shohei at all times. Like, dude, just a monster. What the weekend he had was amazing. So if you want to roll with him, roll with him. Olsen's a beast, $6,400 versus Gavin Williams. Yeah, Freddie Freeman versus Mitch Keller. But if you want to go cheaper at the position, those three guys are great. If you want to pay up at first base, go for it. All of them are in play for you. But if you want to save some money, I like Josh Naylor versus Elder at $3,900. Kind of pitch to contact stuff there. Ryan O'Hearn at 35 versus Domingo Germán is a nice little value as well. Joe Ryan coming off a really rough start. I expect him to bounce back against Kansas City. But Kansas City was pesky over the weekend against those Los Angeles Dodgers. So don't sleep on that. Like Nick Prado at 31 if you're going to get real weird. You can go there. Josh Bell at 29 versus Elder as well. But I want to see who the Dodgers pitcher is because Carlos Santana is on fire right now. I wrote him up over the weekend for some fab work. He's $2,600 versus Clayton Kershaw. Against whoever the Dodgers are going to pitch. Not going to be Kershaw. So I'm really curious to see how that works because Carlos Santana could end up being a very nice value on this slate. Second base, got Ozzie Albies at 59. I always love Ozzie Albies. That's totally, totally doable. But Ha-Sung Kim at $4,300, I've been talking him up a lot lately. He's been beasting out in the month of June. Hit another home run on Sunday, and obviously we're in July now, but he's just really crushing it, taking over the everyday leadoff role for the Padres. So Kim at 43, Andres Jimenez at 4K, both nice low 4K guys. Jordan Westberg of Baltimore is $3,300. He's second base, third base eligible. He's in play for you as well. And then below 3K, not a ton, really, not too much. That's why you probably won't need to go. Like Nick Gonzalez of Pittsburgh, he went deep again on Sunday. He's 2,000. He's second base shortstop. Again, we need to see who the Dodgers are pitching, but Pittsburgh can be a really nice little value spot based on, I'm guessing it's a bullpen game, or they might bring Michael Grove back up because they sent him down, but with the injury to Kershaw, they can bring him back up. And if that's the case, we love the Pirates' bats because Michael Grove is not good. So keep all these things in mind, and that's what the Gain of the Edge Discord is for. I can help you out there. But Nick Gonzalez at 2K is not a bad value. Third base for you, you got Austin Riley at 58, totally fine. J-Ram at 57 is a nice little play as well. But like Manny Machado at 52, the Padres are in a good spot there versus Jaime Barria. Gunnar Henderson at 47 is awesome. Henderson's third base shortstop eligible. You got Mikel Garcia, Jordan Westberg at 33. They're both $3,300. Westberg and Garcia are two options for you. Going down even farther here below 3K, Jose Miranda is returning to the bigs. He returned on Sunday, actually, with Royce Lewis going on the IL. Miranda was hitting well over 300 with 18 RBIs in his last 25 games in AAA. There's a tool there. It's just been very inconsistent. You're getting him for 3K versus Cox. Not a bad value. I'll say that much. I'm not the biggest Miranda fan. I've talked about it a lot. But there's two. I agree the talent's there. He just can't find it in the bigs. But for $3,000 and a good matchup versus Cox, I'm interested in checking that one out. Shortstop, you got Mookie Betts at 63. It's always fine. Bogarts, Bobby Witt. But Gunnar Henderson at 47. We're there. Carlos Correa versus a lefty at 45. Minnesota versus Cox should be a good spot as well. Going down into the low fours now, Amed Rosario at 38 is, you know, below four. Amed Rosario at 38 would be a dude to look at. Jorge Mateo at 31 possibly cooled down quite a bit, but he could be a guy. And Andrew Velasquez got called back up. Just wanted to mention him. Don't really want to target Blake Snell, but we've used Velasquez a lot before he got sent down. So he's a guy to remember going forward. But as usual, shortstop, you're probably paying up at the position. Outfield, Acuna at 66 is great. Shohei at 65, Bat 63. Talk about all of those guys. Tatis, Trout, Soto. I have no arguments for anybody up here. Just basically stack away and get your stuff. Otherwise, let's save some money because it's a very deep outfield position. Guys like Byron Buxton at 52 versus Cox, Cedric Mullins at 49 versus Herman. Brian Reynolds is back off the IL. He's $4,800 for whoever the Dodgers throw out there. I'm guessing Michael Grove. So Cedric Mullins, or Brian Reynolds at 48 would be strong as well. You got Anthony Santander at 46 versus Herman. He'd be one to keep in mind. You got the Harrison Ozuna for the Braves versus Williams if you want. I'm not actively targeting Williams, but I'm not using Williams either out of just gigantic respect for this Braves team. It's just a juggernaut right now. McCutchen is 42. Eddie Rosario is 41. Those are both in play for you. If you're stacking Cleveland, Stephen Kwan at 4,000 is a good piece of the stack because he gets on base, scores, runs. He'll get you double digits before you know it. So Stephen Kwan at 4K is there in stacks only. Below 4K now, we look at Ryan O'Hearn at 35, who we talked about. He's first base outfield eligible. Jack Sawinski at 33. He's leading off on Sunday. We love him versus right-handed pitching, so keep that one in mind. He's a great, great tournament-type play in those formats. Going down below 3K now. And MJ Melendez, it's just a shame watching him go down. But Will Brennan of Cleveland at 28. Max Kepler at 28. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. Kepler is on fire right now, and he can hit lefties okay. But I don't see Cox lasting long in the game, so Kepler should be fine at $2,800. Aaron Hicks is 27. Trent Grisham's been swinging it really, really well over the last 2 to 3 weeks. He's $2,600 against Barria, so that's a really good value, especially a popular Padres stack situation there. So I like that. And then otherwise, let's check lineups. IKF at 21, if you're not using Tyler Wells, is not a bad value, but I'll be using Tyler Wells, so that won't be happening. Recapping your pitching, my big three on this slate, Snell, Wells, Wu. That's where we're going on that. Logan Webb and Bryce Elder are both in play if you need them. If we're stacking things up on this slate, I love Baltimore versus Domingo Herman. I always like attacking guys after kind of big-time outings like Domingo had. I'm expecting the letdown, so I like Baltimore stacks there. I like Minnesota versus Cox. That's a good one as well. The Padres versus Barria is one I want to get behind. And I'm really curious about this Pittsburgh one. Really curious about Pittsburgh. So we'll have to wait and see how lineups look there. I'll have my cheat sheet over there at Gaining the Edge Fantasy to give my updated picks about an hour or so before lock, give or take. And you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. The written content of the podcast will all get tweeted out there. And there's plenty of it to go around. So I hope you guys have a good Monday. It's going to be a fun one. 6-game slate. Nice, quick, simple. We've got a full week ahead. 4th of July slate will be a monster one on Tuesday. Lots going on. So hope you guys have a good one. I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview that 4th of July slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 3rd edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.